As the manhunt for Richard, Matt, and David Sweat intensifies, their elaborate escape from a maximum security prison in upstate New York is drawing parallels to the fictional hit film Shawshank Redemption, in which a convicted killer spends 17 years digging his way out of prison using a rock hammer.
Like I said, in prison, a man will do most anything to keep his mind occupied.
The main character crawling through prison walls and a wastepipe to escape, much like Matt and Sweat, who used power tools to cut through steel walls. They also left decoys in their beds to trick guards into thinking they were asleep. So did the three prisoners who escaped from Alcatraz in San Francisco in 1962. John and Clarence Anglin and Frank Morris dug through prison walls and made rafts out of raincoats in a bold escape. Their story, the subject of another movie starring Clint Eastwood. The escaped convict's whereabouts, still unknown to this day. But in most high-profile escapes, authorities eventually catch up with the inmates. In 1984, six death row prisoners took over a housing unit at the Mecklenburg Correctional Center in Virginia before stealing uniforms and making a daring escape. All were captured within 3 weeks. In 2000, it took authorities nearly a month to track down the Texas Seven, a group of convicted murderers and violent felons who gunned down a police officer after making their escape. The reward for their capture reaching $440,000. Authorities in New York are offering a $100,000 reward for information leading to the capture of Matt and Sweat, two convicted killers who authorities believe may have had help with their escape, much like Reynaldo Rapallo, a serial rape suspect who broke free from the Miami-Dade County Jail in 2005 using a rope made of bedsheets after crawling through a vent.